This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, for tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across the country, like the one you're listening to me on right now, or maybe you're listening to me on the satellite, or maybe you're listening to me off a website or one of the other feeds that we are out on right now. But thanks very much for tuning in. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, remember, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, that goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. That goes for our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail center drivers out there hauling the mail and all the packages and letters and things that you expect to get in your everyday mailbox. And the suicide jockeys that are hauling gas, hauling diesel, and hauling jet fuel wherever it needs to go to. And let's not forget, we have the Amazon warehouse folks listening to us. Thank you very much. We also have the Amazon fleet drivers listening to us, and we thank them very much for tuning in. And you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're on Parler. And we're also on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain at an S, America, all lowercase, all one word, Captain's America. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Go over there. You can hear the show live streaming right now. Go over there. And you'll also be able to hear the show streaming the rest of the weekend until we come back Monday morning with the brand new edition on President's Day. Yep, Monday is President's Day. Banks are closed. There'll be no mail delivery. All right, let's see here. We have got on the telephone line from up there in Detroit, Michigan, where they did have some snow the other day, and it was a bit breezy up there, a little cold, but it's none other than Ron Edwards. Well, there he is in the mix of people. He's crowded in with thousands. He can't move. He's stuck in the trenches. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Stuck in the trenches, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, yeah, the folks in Detroit, they didn't get very much snow, just a slight powdering. And where we are, it's only about an inch. So we didn't get very much snow in this area, in this neck of the woods.
Boy, they did north of you again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because we were talking about it. We were talking about all night long that we're having a lot of trouble up there. All right, well, let's do the pledge. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. A lot of people don't realize that. They don't believe it when you tell them. And I tell them to go read the Constitution, go read the Declaration of Independence, and go look at all the referrals to God that are in there. Then they go, oh, well, you're not supposed to say that. Because, again, they've been brainwashed to thinking that that's a bad word. I was just making reference on the way out here about Joe Biden attacking our governor, Ron DeSantis, about every chance he gets. And what's happening right now is Joe Biden's numbers are dropping like a rock, and Ron DeSantis' numbers are going up. So the more Joe talks bad about our governor, the better our governor does. I love it. Keep talking, Joe.
What's kind of sad about that is that he has to even talk in order for his numbers to drop. The support that Joe Biden still has, despite everything over these past 2 years, it continues to amaze me. And it should be, you know, without him talking, Ron DeSantis, compared to Joe Biden anyway, should be sky high anyway. I mean, the people that still support Joe Biden, I don't know what's driving them. I don't know what's in their brains. I don't understand it. But Ron DeSantis, in my opinion, is probably the best governor of any state in my entire lifetime.
Yeah,
and that's a true statement. I look at all the great states from the 70s until now. I don't think you could tell me a better governor of a state than Ron DeSantis.
Perhaps Ronald Reagan, when he
well, he was in the 60s.
Yeah,
he was in the 60s. But yeah. I mean, from the 70s till now.
Yeah. Now let's talk about something here, which is just now beginning to surface. The National Transportation Safety Board, which is the group that's designated to investigate what happened in Ohio with that train wreck and other train wrecks, I might add, including one up there by you, where they had a hazardous material train go off the tracks, is pleading with the public to stop the misinformation on the train derailment info that people are putting out. What misinformation?
Well, what the people are putting out is not misinformation. People have been poisoned. There was a 11-year-old boy who was just projectile vomiting. Most of the people there are having breathing problems. Their pets are dying. Their farm animals are dying or have died already. You have over 3,500 dead fish found in some of the creeks in the area. I mean, what else do they want? I mean, what's false about that? And the people, the fact of the matter, that FEMA has said no help. And you know who else is...
That's wrong. That's wrong. What they said and what they cited is absolutely wrong. They were wrong.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you know, the governor is no good in this either. Boy, I would like to give him a piece of my mind.
Well, hold on. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to get into this a lot, and then we're going to get into what's going on with some of our political stuff that we've got, because this is quite the weekend to talk politics. A lot of things going on. Wait till you hear this. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch. Has the federal government turned against us? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup. The federal government, some state governments, and numerous local governments are, in my opinion, conducting open warfare against the sovereign citizens of this troubled republic. The recent arrests of Arizona rancher George Allen Kelly is a supreme reflection of a government war against law-abiding Americans. Over the past 2 years, 7 million illegals have been encouraged by the Biden regime to slither into our republic. They live everywhere, from Rhode Island to the West Coast, at taxpayer expense. Many illegals have destroyed private property on the U.S. side of the southern border and have killed ranch animals and have harmed ranchers. The federal government and leftist state governments no longer recognized our unalienable right of self-protection or more recent stand-your-ground laws like they have in Arizona. Even Mr. Kelly's lawyer refuses to argue on his behalf to get him a reduced bail. According to Soros-inspired judges, district attorneys, mayors, and governors, domestic and illegal border-crossing criminals rule. Good law-abiding Americans drool. I'm Ron Edward. Until the next page from the Edwards Notebook, see ya. Join me live weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern. To find out where, go to theronedwards.com.
Alrighty, and if I want to tell you that Ron Edwards and TheRonEdwards.com, the website, TheRonEdwards.com, is where you can go to find out more about that great coffee he's got, because I got some in my cup right here. Now, I prefer to drink it as iced coffee. I mean, it's okay when it's warm, but it's better when it's cold, believe me, because it's not acidic, and I just happen to like iced coffee. And I got right here, let's see, here it is. Here, that's the cup. That's the cup. So here we go. Oh, boy, that's good stuff. So, anyway, I just tried a little bit more, which I've been sipping all night, my Constitutional Grounds coffee. You can get it, too, by going to the website, theronedwards.com. Make your purchase. Also, you can utilize a code that's there. It says RE20. You'll receive a 20% discount. And remember, as this guy slides through the front door and out the back door, Constitutional Grounds is...
the coffee you want in your cup.
There he goes. Adios, amigo. Right out the door. I'll tell you, he's headed for the runway. He's probably going to hop on one of those planes and fly south for the winter. Not north.
Probably
some
muchachos.
Yeah. Andale. So there you go. But anyway, it is what it is. And we got some great stuff going on here. Now, back to the drawing board, because I want to mention that, and we started to, with the train derailments. There is something weird going on when you have these train derailments, like every few days or one a week or whatever, and one seems to be not as bad as the next and so on and so forth. But this one in this small town on the Pennsylvania-Ohio line right there along the river's edge, just really everybody knew that there was a problem there, and everybody knew that the tracks were part of the problem, because I've told people before, stand back and watch a train when it gets to a road intersection and watch and see what the rail trucks do. If the rail tracks, which are normally sitting at ground level or maybe a little bit above ground level, and they got it built up with asphalt or something so that you hit like a speed bump, when that train hits that rail crossing, those rail tracks drop into the ground. Have you seen that happen?
Not often, but I've heard about it more than I've actually seen it. But the thing is, Captain, I think it was more to it than just bad tracks or whatever, because whether you think about that location or trains that have been, you know, having problems all over the country, I mean, it just every other day, like you said, they're just happening, Washington State, whatever. I think there's something else behind. There's too many of them happening and too often in order for it to just be, oh, just an accident here, bad track there. I just think there's more to it. And, in fact, you can go online, Captain, and they have available where you can purchase train derailment apparatus. You can literally go do that. And so I'm not saying that's what's happening, but I'm just saying that those kind of things are available for anyone to purchase online. I won't say where, but the fact of the matter that these are happening so often, I just have kind of suspicious nature about some things, and it's got to be a little bit more than that. And like that town, solid red, I don't know. There's just something else gone awry here.
Well, there are some people that would consider doing something like that, and, you know, I get that, but unfortunately, I don't want to think that it's going on any more, if at all, than what it could be, because people have to understand that if it's a passenger train and you do that, what's going to happen to the people on the train? They're going to get hurt, aren't they, or worse?
Absolutely. But I don't think that, I think increasingly in certain sectors of our society, people don't care about that. They don't care who gets hurt, killed, whatever. A lot of crazies in our country, a lot of people that have come here from other places. I'm just very concerned about the safety of our people in this country, not only with the trains, but in other situations that could prove to be pretty bad, especially with an administration that, like we have now with the Biden administration, doesn't seem to care about this country whatsoever.
The National Transportation Safety Board will be involved in the investigation, so we'll see what they come up with. Now, in the meantime, let's switch gears and go over to one of the things that you like talking about. We had the CBS News medical contributor, Celine Gounder, who insinuated this week that the young people who suffered an unprecedented spike in lethal heart attacks during the first 2 years of the pandemic might only have themselves to blame.
Now, according to her, well, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is amongst the agencies and experts that have said exactly what was needed to be done. Many people have chose not to do it. And as a result of this, we also know that the COVID vaccine brings a higher heart risk with little benefit to young men or women, according to medical experts.
And I've read that myself. You talk about a higher risk factor with these shots and things of that nature. And what really drew my attention into that situation is the fact that the majority of people that are the young people that are dropping like flies or people that are in great shape, athletes, 12-year-olds playing football or whatever, or, you know, tag football or flag football. You've got high schoolers. You have collegiate-age football players. One just recently, he's in a coma now. I think he plays at a college or university in Mississippi, and he's in a coma. I forget his name now. I read about it yesterday, but not good stuff, Captain. I mean, never before since I've been alive have this many young people been dropping like this. And, you know, and one person I was discussing this with, well, Ron, they've been giving shots or vaccinations for years. I said, well, those were actual vaccinations. These are a different matter. If you look at them and you break down the chemical nature of these things, they're totally different. It's a new animal here.
Okay, and speaking of new animals, have you heard about the Republican presidential candidates who have to take the pledge to support the GOP's ultimate presidential nominee, or they will be blocked from the debate stage this summer when they get up there to do their debating?
Yeah, I heard about that, but, you know, do you think that's right, that they have to...
Well, it was done once before. I can't remember when, but one of these prior elections it was done. And they got away with it as fast as they got into it.
Yeah,
I can't remember what year it was. So I would have to say that they shouldn't be doing that anyway. I mean, that's just my opinion. I believe in Ronald Reagan's 11th commandment.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know. There's some more problems that the Republicans need to deal with. And... I don't know. There's a lot of stuff they need to straighten out so that we will win the election this time around.
We need to straighten this out because here comes the breaker. You're going to get cut off here. So we'll catch you at theronedwards.com, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday. Stay low.
You too. Take care. Bye now.
All right. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Go over to theronedwards.com to find out more. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. We've just begun to fight.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Karen Stone, USA. USA News Update. We may never know exactly what U.S. fighter jet shot down over North America this past week. U.S. Northern Command says it's ending the search for remnants of the three objects brought down, failing to find debris in Alaska, Lake Huron, and Canada's Yukon Territory, despite systematic searches that officials say used a variety of capabilities. The EPA administrator and Ohio's governor both say if water in the vicinity of a massive train derailment tests safe, then people should have confidence in drinking it. But residents of East Palestine, like Eric Whiting, are skeptical in the face of the toxic spill. He told Fox News he's sticking to bottled water for now.
As a precaution, I have three young kids, myself, my wife, and I'd rather not find out months down the road that there is a problem.
This is Karen Sloan, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
I'll tell you what, folks. If you got problems and you're anywhere around the Tampa Bay, Florida area or want to make the drive down here, these people are worth the effort, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care experts. Check them out. Google them. You'll find out who they are and what they're about. They saved my leg, literally, with the wound care that they gave me, which I'm still undergoing some of for what's called prevention and treatment. Okay, let's go back to the telephone line, and I do believe Kyle Warren is right there. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
All right, we were going to talk about Rick Scott, and we'll do it now. Rick Scott has been accused of saying that everything was on the table to be reviewed every 5 years, including Medicare and Social Security. But that's not what he said, is it?
No, I think he said that they would not cut it, you know, or cut it off. That's this kind of thing. But I do think that they tried to make hay out of it to try to make it look as though here comes the GOP, here comes the Republicans to take away your Social Security.
It's because he actually mentioned it in his presentation, but said we will not be cutting Medicare or Social Security, period.
That's right, yes.
I mean, it doesn't get any plainer than that, but then the Democrats chose to misrepresent it the way they did. So it is what it is. But we're telling you the truth. They're not. And again, you should expect to hear nothing but no truth from them at all. Now, here's one for you. They've finally gotten out and done some studying on these places that are putting out the zero bail concept for people that do things that in some cases are violent, like murder or assaults or assaults with deadly weapons or something like that. And they have found out that beyond any reasonable doubt, the violent crimes go up after they get released on zero bail.
This is really something, Captain, of course, and I think the zero bail thing was there based on, again, sort of a racial argument. But unfortunately, you know, in our society, we're supposed to take people who have committed crimes and put them in jail. There is a bail system, and, you know, if it's deemed to be inequitable, well, now we see what the result of that can be in these cases. We can't take violent criminals and just let them out. That's the antithesis of trying to enforce the law.
Now, Senator Lindsey Graham is being pressured by Republicans around him to slow down Joe Biden's judicial nominations. Joe Biden is trying to push a bunch of judicial nominations through before they lose their majority in the Senate. And I don't know what's going to happen here, but I think that makes perfect sense from a political and a moral standpoint, since most of their judges don't stand for much.
Well, but again, yes, the lasting legacy of almost any president, President Trump included, are the judges that get appointed and confirmed, because that legacy will be there. Same for Obama, same for Bush, same for Clinton. And yes, and you're still going. And at that time, I'm sure there was things that were being slow walked because of politics. Then that is part of the political game. Yes.
Now we also know that the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, Mr. Mayorkas. I was going to say Antonio Mayorkas. Oh, but anyway, he could be impeached soon in the House of Representatives, and of course, a trio of charges are being put forward. Now, will anything happen to him in the Senate? Probably not.
No, and I'll tell you this, he's going to use the Kamala Harris defense, Captain. I'm sure he will.
What, I'm prettier than you are, so you can't touch me?
Well, but no, he'll say Kamala's in charge of the border. I mean, if you guys are all upset about the border thing, I mean, go talk to my boss, Kamala Harris, who's supposed to be in charge of the whole thing, and try to deflect at that point. I don't think it'll work, but I wouldn't be surprised if he tried it.
All right, and we just got a message from James. James is saying, common sense went out the window with the Democrats. Good morning, y'all. Okay, well, good morning back.
Yes, good morning, absolutely.
I think he's up in Georgia, if I remember right. But anyway, that's coming from memory. I can't look him up right now. I just saw the message, so I used it. All right, now, bipartisan lawmakers right now are urging Joe Biden to send F-16s to Ukraine without fail because of what's going on in eastern Ukraine with the surge that's already started with the Russians and the advance that's there. I don't think that the Ukraine can stop them in their tracks and stop that surge from happening, but they certainly can make it difficult for them by bombing the troop positions or whatnot. What do you think?
Well, right. I mean, this is a part and parcel of how you fight a war. The F-16s, of which Joe Biden has said he will not send, or fighter jets, basically, at this point, will not send those things because of the idea of escalation, one might think. But, Captain, eventually, how do you get Putin out of Ukraine? He's not going to walk out of Ukraine. He's got to be driven out of Ukraine. So the argumentation for sending such planes will grow, but by that same token, it will still mean the war could expand and Putin could say, okay, you guys are really part of this fight now. NATO is. And so I will expand the war. It's always a calculated risk.
And do you notice that Russia's Putin is still spouting the nuclear word and about nuking not only parts of Ukraine, but also going after the U.S. and our allies and all that?
Well, yeah, that's the whole point. He's got to try to create chaos. Now, if this amounts right this at this point to throwing dirt in the air and to see kind of what happens next, because he's getting to the point of desperation. This war has gone on for a full year, basically, and it is not there isn't any end in sight. But yeah, I do think he's trying to rattle everybody. But it's absolutely madness to even talk like that. And, again, it goes back to the leadership from the American president on this, which is lacking, I hate to say, in terms of corralling Vladimir Putin in this.
Now, the president, Joe Biden, was given a fitness test because of his age. And he was tested, supposedly, all the way around and received his fit serve. But the one thing that they didn't do was give him a cognitive test. Why was that? That's the whole purpose of the test to begin with.
Yeah, I know. He'd much rather come out and talk about balloons and unidentified flying balloon objects or something than come out and even discuss at all a result of any cognitive test.
That's a UFA to you, unidentified flying object.
That's right. Well, whatever. And they still don't know what they shot down, really. They can't find it. They don't know what it was.
Well, during a helicopter raid conducted in northeast Syria a few days ago, four U.S. Service members were injured and a senior ISIS leader was killed. The four service members wounded by an explosion were all part of a Special Operation Forces unit that was there conducting a raid with local Syrian forces targeting the ISIS leader. They got the guy, but unfortunately four of our guys were wounded.
Yeah, that is very, very sad. And you know, Captain, that we just stand in awe of those who go to do this kind of thing on our behalf.
Well, it is what it is. Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break. So, Kathy, here you go. It's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
When the rooster crows, got a cup of joe, heading out the door. A 12-hour day, bailing here till these calloused hands are sore. 5 days a week, we work and sleep from sunup to sundown. We blow off steam, if you know what I mean, when the weekend comes around. We party at the barn, y'all. Yeah.
are those masked men?
That is the Soul Circus Cowboys, Captain.
And what do they call that? That one?
It's a party at the Barnyard.
You got it. How'd you get that one?
Well, I got to tell you, if you haven't partied at the Barnyard, you haven't partied. It's just that simple.
And if you don't have a Barnyard to party in, I know where there's plenty of them. But anyway, there you go. Okay, well, it's your turn. Tell us what's going on out west. We got a little bit of a change in the weather.
Well, you know, Captain, we're still seeing out west here. We've still got winter weather advisories up in southern Idaho. This is going to be near Idaho Falls and Pocatello, Idaho, of course, as you're coming up I-86, heading that direction, and then up I-15 up towards Idaho Falls, up towards Rexburg as well in that area. So you want to be aware of that this weekend. Also, high wind watches around Cheyenne. If you're coming out I-80 west of Cheyenne up through Laramie and Elk Mountain, you've got high wind watches going on there. Same story in southern Colorado, down near Trinidad, you've got high wind watches there. And then you're coming out of Reno on I-80, heading towards Winnemecca this weekend. You're going to be looking at some dry and mild conditions, but you've got strong winds and snow returning early next week. Same situation for Portland and Seattle. Looks like we got rain coming in early next week, Monday and Tuesday, basically. And right now, the rain we were looking at last hour east of Seattle is dissipated, but we still have a mix down near Yakima and then down also towards Goldendale as well in Washington State. And also, we got some snow up in northern Idaho coming across I-90, so watch out there on 4th of July pass as you make your way to Montana. Be careful out there.
All righty. Well, we've had a couple of changes over here, my neck of the woods. The windy conditions along the Gulf now are all the way down past Fort Myers, almost all the way down to Naples, if you will. So be advised, we've got some windy conditions along the Gulf all the way back to Beaumont, Texas. And then right around Corpus Christi, coming off the Gulf of Mexico over towards Eagle Pass, we've got an area which could be not only windy, but it could have some rain in it at the moment. Looks like there's a chance of showers. Now, moving on up over into Minnesota tonight, the northwestern corner of Minnesota has become a little bit active with some wind and possibly a rain shower or two moving to the east. And then up in the northeastern corner of Minnesota, to include Duluth and the upper peninsula of Michigan, you've got a winter storm watch, and you've got snow coming down up there in the northern peninsula of Michigan, all the way across over to the northern part of Lake Michigan from Lake Superior. So be advised of that. Coming on down, looking at the rivers and looking at the flood conditions, we do have some high rivers and flood watches in Arkansas, especially not very far away from the Mississippi River. And we've also got them, we see over here in the Mississippi side of the Mississippi River. A lot of different areas there that are going to be flooding. Some areas in lower Alabama as well, South Alabama, eastern Kentucky, and right along the line with North Carolina and Virginia, right there in the mountains. So that's coming up the valley, going up towards Knoxville. You probably got some high water there. That's not uncommon for that area. And then, of course, we've got a gale warning for Nova Scotia. Winds 40 miles an hour or maybe higher all the way down to North Carolina, Wilmington, North Carolina, in that area. So be advised of that. Now, that's what we're looking at the moment. And, Kyle, why don't you fill us in and let us know what goes on at the Pilot and Flying J?
Well, folks, don't forget, go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Check out their My Rewards Plus app. You can download it right there from their website, pilotflyingj.com. Start stretching your wallet, and when you download the app, you're going to start enjoying two free drinks every week. Get special offers on food, drinks, and snacks, and other great gear, and like Bluetooth accessories, for example, at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. That's pilotflyingj.com.
And, of course, if you need internet, you need to print some documents and all that, you're out on the road, that's a place to go because they can do all that for you.
That's right. They have all kinds of amenities for our professional drivers and trucker friends out there.
All right. How can we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right. We will talk to you on Monday. Have a great day.
You too, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And we will be talking to him again Monday morning, bright and early. Okay, let's go back to the telephone line. And let's see here, through the magic of pushing a button, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
This is kind of funny. Joe Biden has been ridiculing our great governor, Ron DeSantis, a lot lately, right?
Well, he likes to take a shot at him
all the time. The more Biden talks, the higher the numbers go for DeSantis. Because when people actually do go over there and check out what he's doing, they like what he's doing. So then they like him as a result. And it's not working for Biden. It's absolutely backfiring on him.
Well, he's not the only one. Nikki Haley took a shot at DeSantis, too. On the parental rights legislation, saying it didn't go far enough. It's kind of like shame on him. He didn't do enough. So, you know, they're all doing it because they have this fear that he's going to enter the presidential race.
Well, maybe he will and maybe he won't, but I'm telling you, if his wife has anything to do with it, he won't.
You know, and I wish some of these potentials, like Kristi Noem and, you know, some of these others, you know, I keep saying that the power of government really should reside at the states and not the federal government. I think it's much more important that
right.
we have good governors and just try and peel back the size and the power of the federal government. I mean,
yep.
it's out of control.
Yep. Absolutely.
That's just me.
Well, no, you're absolutely right. And again, they keep sticking their nose into places where it continues to get worse and where they should have stuck their nose. It's horrible. Namely, East Palestine, Ohio.
Well, I mean, clearly, there's like no, there's no response. There is a response. There's the wrong response. They're not going to do this. They're going to do that. And, you know, when it comes to even East Palestine, University of Ohio's got a very good chemistry department. And why they haven't sent some of those professionals from the university over to Palestine to see what's going on with the fallout of this is remarkable to me.
Well, somebody was sending somebody, but hold on. I'll see if I can find out during the break. Okay, we're coming back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be right back with more.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.